Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm waiting. Oh, here she comes.
Oh my God, it was trash
Jamie! She's not late!
Let's go!
How many days in a row?
Four days.
Four.
And today was can day.
Yeah. I like to put it like this. She's never been late this year.
At all. Right? Yeah. And today was can day.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, it is spitting snow at my house.
Oh. Oh, you know what that means. What? When it cranks up in the areas, we get to do the weather bug today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So I wrote that on my list this morning.
Remember when I didn't know that, I thought that we invented weather bug, and then I told you, dude, somebody stole our idea of weather bug. It's an app. And you're like, hey, dumbass. Yes.
I put that weather bug on my phone one time, and you talking about taking up the energy of the phone. That thing just, it confiscates your phone.
Oh, really?
Runs. It's unbelievably powerful, and it just takes up all the memory. I got rid of that thing quick.
So it is spinning at my house. I will tell you that. I tried to take a video, but it's so light that I had to have the high beams on, and you can barely see it, but it smells like rain. Okay. So I'm very confused by the situation.
I got you. Now, let me play Kylie Burse.
Okay.
Of course, the Mountain Wave weather guy we love. I think he's coming on later on in the program. But for right now, let's go with Kylie. Here's what she's saying that's happening as we speak.
Right now, the metro area is looking a little bit drier in the immediate area. Maybe it's starting to snow down toward the Divide Evergreen. Uh-huh. Just emailed in saying that we do have a little bit of light snow happening there. So this will continue off and on throughout the day today. I think it'll kind of ramp up late morning. We're going to get a break around dinner time, and then it ramps up again through the overnight hours. And overnight, it's really going to focus in on our southwestern foothills and down over the Divide. We're going to get that upslope impact throughout the morning, and then everything is done by Friday morning.
Her maps show it's snowing really hard late tonight, all night tonight into tomorrow.
Yeah, but so, did you guys see
the, I don't know what's
going to
happen.
Did you see the video I sent you?
No.
You didn't last night? I sent you guys a video?
I was in bed.
Oh, you were?
After you and I text last night,
yeah,
I was exhausted. I went straight to bed,
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Wait, hold on. I got it.
I'm good.
Okay, hold on. Because Dave Frazier basically said, "Hey, I'm going to play it for you. Listen to Dave Frazier because he basically changed everything." All right, ready? Here it is. Hold on. Wait, I can't. Can you hear it?
Temperatures might not fall enough. 2 to 4. Okay.
See?
Yep.
He had it at 6 to 8 inches at 5 p.m. yesterday, and last night at 10 p.m. he took it down to 3 inches.
And I remember watching, because I was watching at 5 o'clock, and I was like, six?
Man.
6 to 8? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then Jamie said that. I was like, what?
Guys, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's how, if you're a meteorologist, that's how you keep your gig, man. You spread it. You spread it all over the place with the totals, and you can't be wrong.
Well, because I think he thinks at 5 p.m., maybe somebody's not watching the 10 o'clock news. So at 5 p.m., you know, you have your probably your largest audience. So you go with 6 to 8 inches, right? And then at 10 p.m., you're like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and admit that at 5 p.m., I said 6 to 8 inches, but now I put it to 3.
I'll tell you a quick story. Years ago, I used to have Mike Nelson on here, right?
Right.
Meteorologist, well-known, sharp-looking dude, man. Smart, too. He used to do the 36-degree guarantee.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Remember that?
Yeah.
That he would say that he would give you a temperature like 70 degrees, and he guaranteed that it would not be 36 degrees lower in the low end or even higher on the higher end. So he was always in the middle.
36-degree
guarantee. Mike Nelson, and guess what? He never missed.
Well, I bet he didn't. My
That's
God.
A Dave Frazier move.
But isn't that crazy going from 6 to 8 inches at 5 p.m. to 3 at 10 p.m.?
I was freaking out until you sent that text. I was like, what?
Yeah, because I thought the same thing. I was like, damn, we're going to get like 8 inches of snow. That's what I thought at 5 p.m. And then at 10 p.m., it was like, wait, what? Now 3? Maybe?
I think it's going to be underwhelming.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be another day. It's Colorado. Right?
Somebody said it's raining in Thornton.
I will say it's going to add to the pageantry of the parade today.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, because if it's snowing down there, that's a cool look with all those cows going down the road.
Although I've had a premonition since yesterday.
About what?
I feel like I can see in the future?
Yeah.
You know how like some people read palms? Remember how I started reading wieners?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the rings and stuff and how long you're going to live?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a very successful business. I had to shut that one down.
Well, you didn't get a lot of volunteers. No, well, and that held you back.
It did. But anyway.
A lot of people want their wiener red. I mean, you put out an ad. I remember you posted that ad. Wieners wanted.
I did.
Remember that?
I did.
And we didn't really get a lot of action on that.
Well,
you figure
somebody decided the palm, why not the wiener? Right?
Why not?
I mean,
why
my
not?
God.
Yeah. What a start to the show.
Wait, can I tell you my premonition?
Your premonition
had nothing to do with wieners. I don't know why I went there. I have this premonition that a steer is going to go rogue.
Today?
Longhorn steer, longhorn cow.
I don't know.
One of those. I feel like it's going to go rogue.
No kidding.
Yeah, I've had this premonition all day and yesterday.
It's going to be like the running of the bulls down there.
I just feel like one's going to go rogue.
No kidding.
I don't know why.
Oh, man, I hope not.
I think because we talked about the when it happened in Colorado
Springs.
Yeah,
we watched that video. Yeah. Got stuck in your brain.
Oh, Texas Longhorn.
Yeah.
I feel like one's just going to go.
Those are Longhorns they're using?
Yeah. You know, the ones like.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
Look at my arms. My arms are now my horns.
Like, why don't you stick to reading wieners?
All right, fine.
Just stick to that. Instead of showing your horns off.
Fine.
All right, we have to take a break. We have a big announcement, though, coming up next.
We do?
All right, yeah, we have
Nobody
a big
ever
announcement.
Told me.
Yeah, well, we got an email yesterday. You just don't have email.
No, I got the email that said big announcement, but he said, I'm not going to tell you.
Bruno Mars.
You weren't allowed to say that.
Bruno Mars. Hey, yeah, we're supposed to do it at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're
good.
That's what the email said.
We're good.
It said
it's
6 a.m., do the announcement. But I'm going to take a break first. We'll come back and do it. Bruno Mars is coming to town. Okay?
All
right. Well, we got caught up on wiener reading and longhorns. And I can't do everything.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Watch me move, Jamie.
Oh, let me see. Oh.
that hurt. Oh. Okay. I'm getting ready for Bruno Mars, man. Yeah. This is a big announcement. We have to do it early this morning.
Yeah, this is crazy. I saw Bruno Mars at Fiddler's.
I'm all tangled up.
I was like, are you unwinding?
Well, I was dancing and I'm now tangled up in my cord.
I thought maybe you got dizzy and you thought unwinding when
I am. Where's my seat?
Anyway, I saw him at Fiddler's Greenway. He's first starting out. Man,
yeah,
he gives it
solid,
too.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's so good. All right, so listen to this. It's Bruno Mars. It's called the Romantic Tour, and it's going to be happening Saturday, September 26th. Wait, what is today? Whoa, okay, we got time.
Yeah,
we got plenty of time. And
prepare.
This is going to be, I don't think I've ever heard of a concert here, at Falcon Stadium on the United States Air Force Academy, on the base right there.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a concert there?
I've never heard of one. We've never promoted one that I know of. Now, yeah. I'm sure they've had them, but I don't know if we've ever given away tickets
That's
to go down there.
Big stadium.
I've never been inside that place. I've obviously passed by.
Right, yeah.
But I've never been over there to the Academy. I'd love to go one day.
And here's the deal. Okay, so they're going to have the artist pre-sale sign up today. Okay, that's very important. It's actually on right now. So you can you can sign up for the pre-sale today.
Where do you go?
Well, oh, my God, that was loud.
Where do you go to sign up, Carson?
I'm not Carson. Go ahead.
All the details, we have all the ticket links, everything like that, just alice1059.com.
Yeah.
Solid.
So the pre-sale starts already. It's already going on. It goes on until January 12th. And then on the 14th, those go on sale. And then general sale is Thursday, January 15th.
It's a week from today.
Just go to alice1059.com. You can see all the details. But here's the exciting part for me. Ready?
What's that?
Okay, you ready?
What's that?
You ready?
Yeah.
Why is this beautiful man waiting for me to get old? Why he already testing my patience? I only fear he's taking time with other women that ain't me. While I'm being reviewing applications, wait till I get my hands on him. I'ma tell him off too. For how long he kept me waiting, anticipating, praying to the Lord to give him to my loving arms, and despite my frustrations.
Is that a text you got last night?
No! Guess who's joining Bruno Mars?
Oh, back to Bruno.
Yeah.
Who?
Ray.
Ray?
The Where's My Husband song.
Yeah.
Ray who? Is there a last name? Like Ray?
Charles.
Charles? Yeah, like Ray Charles.
No, the song we just played while I was driving in.
What are you talking about? We play a song by somebody named Ray?
Yes, remember I told you I can only sing the chorus parts because
it's so fast.
Because she raps in the middle of it. It's like, my husband.
Yeah.
It goes like that.
Well, I'm going to go to the show. I'm going to go see Bruno because I want to see one song sung live. This one right here.
Wait.
Carson, there's nothing in the file.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
There's nothing in the file.
What was it?
It was When I Was Your Man.
Oh, God.
Remember that? I should have bought you flowers.
Yes.
I should have done this.
It should be in
it's
there.
Not. No,
Will
it's
you
not
explain
in there.
How that song, it's about
I should have bought you flowers.
It's about you and your ex-wife.
Yeah.
And held your hand.
She looked fast.
Should have gave you all my
took
hours.
Took everything.
But if you had done all these things.
Take it to every party, cause all you wanted
song
to
makes
do
me cry.
I know.
Have you ever seen those videos of him when he was like 10 years old?
Wait. She's dancing with another man.
Makes me sad.
Oh, okay.
Makes me sad. All right, I can't play anymore.
That was the big part. Right?
I know. That's the part I cry
at. It's because she's dancing with another man because you didn't buy her flowers. You didn't take her to every party. All that stuff.
I get it.
I should have bought you flowers.
This makes me too sad, guys.
Held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours. When I had
That's
the
why
chance.
Right now I'm flooding Lisa with flowers. I flood her with them. Every day.
To do was dance. Now my baby's dancing. Well, she's dancing with another man.
Oh, my God.
We're so dumb.
Mostly you.
All right. So, those videos of when Bruno Mars was 10 years old.
So good.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
I've got one here.
He's
Carson
an Elvis
pulled
impersonator.
It for me. Yeah. He's
in Hawaii, right?
Yeah. And I think he's like in the kitchen at a kitchen table trying to eat a cereal or something. And he just starts belting out these songs. This one, he's like 6.
Why can't you fall in love with you?
All right, well, get your tickets.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. Get pre-sale right now. Go to alice1059.com. Bruno Mars, that's going to be a huge show. Probably sell out down there at the Air Force Academy. It's going to be big, big, big. Get your tickets. We'll get to tabloid trash, the weather, everything else coming up.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to tell you, I'm a little giddy today.
Whoa, why?
I think it's the snow. The weather change and everything makes me giddy.
I think you think something like you think that it's going to be like, a foot or something.
I hope.
I mean, I'm telling you.
I want a big one.
It was spitting snow at my house when I left because it was can day.
Yeah.
And every little little droplet that landed on the can just immediately melted.
No kidding? It just gone.
Just gone. I mean, we need the moisture. But we'll do our weather bugs and see what's going on, because I think in Aurora they're getting some snow. It looks like it looks like maybe Broomfield's getting some rain, so it's all over the place.
We'll do it.
All right.
When we're done here. Yeah.
Okay. We got lots to talk about. What was that? Lots to talk about. First of all, I'm really sad I missed a TV show that I wanted to see last night.
What's that?
And that is called. It's called Neighborhood Watch. Yeah. Now, it sounds like, you know, Neighborhood Watch, when you think about that, you think about crime and looking around for bad guys and stuff. No, it's called this, quote unquote, a gripping new docuseries is coming to HGTV, and it's all about funny ring cam videos.
Okay.
And it looks hysterical to me. I mean, it premiered last night. Now, this is kind of out of the way for HGTV. You know, they're known for like remodeling stuff and all that, you know, that kind of stuff. This is like a comedy. It's like kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos, but with ring cams.
Okay.
That's kind of out of their wheelhouse.
I think that'll work too.
I
people
agree.
Love that stuff.
I have a little clip of it if you want to play it. It's number 5.
Hello. You are currently being recorded.
Your house is a camera. At any given time, tens of millions of homes are recording your every move.
Whoopee! Help me!
Hello.
Hi. Am I in the wrong house?
I think so, yes, ma'am.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry!
And if you're watching at just the right moment, you'll catch your neighbors when they thought no one was looking.
That was
the
fireworks.
Neighborhood Watch.
You
that sounds pretty good.
Recorded.
I think
that will work.
Yeah, I do too.
I do. Let me ask you about some things I see on that internet. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
On my feet. Are those real? Those cams. It's door cams. The cams where the paint explodes in people's faces.
You mean when they steal a package?
Yeah. Are
see,
those
I
real?
Don't think
are those?
So I feel like some of them now are AI.
I think
I feel
you're
like
right.
There was one guy a long time
they're
ago.
They're too precise.
I agree. Yeah, I think those are AI. There was one guy a long time ago that did rig a box, but it seemed like so much work, and you kind of see it go off. But these are so good, and no,
and you've got
AI.
These people that are covered in paint. They might be green, blue, whatever, and they're arguing with a cop that shows up about how they want to press charges against the homeowner.
Yeah, I think those.
And
are
they're
all
the
fake.
One. I think it's all fake.
Yeah, it's AI.
Right?
AI.
Yeah.
Faster.
Because those explosions are epic.
Oh, they're perfect.
Yeah, but they're
precise.
AI.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. Just like that.
Don't fall for it.
That chihuahua that dances.
It's not real.
It's not real.
No kidding.
But he's got the moves, man.
Yeah.
He even dances in heels.
He does?
Yeah.
I'm okay with some of the AI videos.
Well,
yeah,
like
they're
that
still
one.
Entertaining.
Yeah,
that
right?
one's
good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
but,
still
I mean,
entertaining.
Those aren't trying to dupe us because we obviously know that a chihuahua can't be in high heels dancing like a stripper. You know, so those are funny. But it's when they try to dupe us, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
That one, those
yeah,
irritate.
I'm with you.
Irritate me. Okay. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Travis Kelce talks about if he's going to play another season or not. Number 2.
I think, just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I think if my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. I think right now it's just finding that answer.
He's going to play.
You think he is?
Patrick Mahomes comes back. They're going to give it one more shot.
I don't know. The only thing he said, like, the way he talked about 20, 21 weeks, like, he sounded like, oh, my God, I don't know, my body, 20, 21 weeks of playing.
We work 52 weeks.
Exactly.
Hello?
And we don't make the kind of money
no.
you do.
No, we don't sit around and moan about, well, I guess I do. Actually, I do complain. I'll take that part back.
Yesterday, I was doing laps while we were playing commercials. I had some weights in my hands. I was going up and down the stairs. And one of the salespeople goes, what happened to you?
Yeah. You hid that from me because I didn't even know you were doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I missed that.
You're doing secret workouts during commercials?
Because I know this happens.
What? What? What do you mean by that?
because you'll be like, well, this isn't going to last.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been criticizing you left and right. You hid it from me.
Somebody said you guys don't even come close to working 52 weeks.
Well.
The, give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
Mostly take.
Right.
Or give.
I know what you're saying. You're saying it's 4 hours a day and it doesn't add up right.
I was writing somebody back yesterday because they said, yeah. I can't wait to see you. And I wrote back, me either. Or is it me neither? Which is it?
All right. Now, what was it? What was
so I'm
going to
see a friend that okay. I haven't seen for a long time. And he wrote, I can't wait to see you. And I go, me either. Or maybe I mean me neither.
It's me either.
It's me either?
Yeah. I think it's
me
either.
I didn't have time to Google it. So I go, it might
neither
be.
Neither is negative. It would be like.
Me neither?
Yeah, me neither. That doesn't fit.
I can't wait
it's
to
either.
See you. Me neither.
Me
either.
Either. Yeah.
I'm gonna see this friend.
I was an English major at Tennessee Tech University. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Sure did.
Wow.
I failed miserably. Oh. But I was a major.
Me neither.
English.
Me either. Anyway, can't wait to see you.
Me either.
Me neither. What? All right, where was I in this whole thing? Oh, you guys. Now, this is crazy. I am a big fan of Spencer Pratt since he started going, only because I have so many friends that lost their house in Los Angeles. You know, yeah. I lived there for 12 years, and so many of my friends have lost their houses, and they just literally, the permit system and all of it's just a mess. So I'm not a big fan of that that Newsom, although I think, he's handsome. But I just don't like how all of it's been handled. Well, Spencer Pratt, out of all the people on the planet from the Hills, do y'all remember him, right? And he married Heidi, who got all that plastic surgery, right? So they were kind of a joke forever. But he went after all the situations that are happening in California and kind of became like this superhero for
He lost his house.
Yeah.
He lost
and
everything.
And so did his parents.
Spencer Pratt lost everything in that fire.
Yeah.
It was a year ago yesterday.
And they can't get permits. I know that my buddy Stretch just got permitted, and so he's excited. They're starting to build. But he's running for freaking, is it mayor?
Yeah. Mayor of L.A.
I don't know. I never saw that. That was not.
He can't do any worse.
he really can't.
You might as well throw your hat in the ring.
Yeah. But it was just never on my bingo card. That this guy from the Hills. Yeah. Right? I mean. If you ever watched him on the Hills, like he, and with Heidi, and he had all these like, oh my gosh, what are those things that some of you guys believe in, like gems or whatever? He always had those around his neck. He spent like $100,000 on those, all those
all
things.
The jewels.
Crystals.
Yep.
Yeah, crystals. So anyway, here he is talking about it.
Why I am running for mayor. And let me be clear, this just isn't a campaign. This is a mission. And we are going to expose the system. We are going into every dark corner of LA politics and disinfecting this city with our light. And when we are done, LA is going to be camera ready again.
I feel bad for those people, man.
Oh, my God.
They lost everything. I mean, thousands and thousands of buildings have burned out there last year. And nothing's been built back. It's been a year.
And the insurance now, I was listening to this dentist. He had a beautiful house in Malibu, and he can't even build because the insurance now won't allow it. He can't get a loan to rebuild, you know, even though his insurance will pay this amount of money. And then one woman was crying, and she said, and I think this is very important, she said, please check all your insurance policies because you assume that your insurance policy will get you exactly what you built. But it won't. It'll give you the value of when you bought that house back in the day.
Yeah, right. We had to change ours.
Did you?
Yeah, because when this happened and all those insurance people were getting dropped and people were finding out exactly what you just said, I went back and had to check ours, and we were way undervalued.
So let's say you bought a house, you know, back in the day for $100,000. That's what your insurance says it's worth. And now it's worth $500,000. Well, you're only going to get $100,000. Yeah. I mean, so really check those. She was bawling, and there's nothing that, it's like, you didn't read it.
And for these people, these were $1 million homes.
Yeah.
This is not like some, you know, trailer park somewhere.
No, right?
These are multi-million-dollar homes that burned down, and they can't get anything.
No, or insured to get a loan for it. So it's all a mess. But, you know, who knows? He might win.
I'd say he's got a good chance.
I mean, I never saw, what was that wrestler that ran? What was his name? in Minnesota?
Jesse Ventura. Yeah.
Didn't he win?
Yeah. Oh, like, he became the governor.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember that when Trump was like on that, you want to be a millionaire or whatever.
Well, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Same thing.
He was just a movie guy and he became governor.
So you go, Spencer Pratt. You
do it. Come on, Spencer. Mayor Spencer.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablo Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll do the weather bug next. Find out what's going on Perfect. In your hood.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning, January 8th, 2026. And we have snow in the forecast. In fact, I think it might be snowing in parts of town already.
Are you ready to kick it off?
I'm ready. All right. You ready to go? Let's do this thing. We call it the weather bug. It's where you have a chance to check in with us via Textnado 303-222-5423. What's going on in your neighborhood?
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug. I ran out of oxygen.
You know, some people are getting rain. Some are spitting a snow. Maybe nothing at all. Who knows?
All right, here's what we have so far. Ready? Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you can text us what your weather situation is at 303-22-ALICE or 303-222-5423. All right, lightly snowing in Aurora. Just started snowing in Frederick. Snowing in Strasburg. Wow, Strasburg. Ooh. You guys can get us there. Another Aurora. Let's see here. Nothing in Eaton. Erie, light snow. It's raining in Commerce City with every now and then a little slushy, but mostly rain. Light snow in Arvada. And let's see here, what else do we have? Oh, people are actually giving us their address. Oh. It's snowing off of Jordan and Arapaho. No it's kidding. A Jamie Whiteout in Aurora.
What? Jamie Whiteout.
It's slightly snowing out at the airport. Snowing here in Broomfield. So there we go. So far. Right,
man. So the snow's on the way today, according to the meteorologist, which we'll have our very own Mountain Wave weather guy on. He's John. He'll be on with us at 7:20. So in about 20 minutes, we'll get the real update, okay?
Somebody just pulled my heartstrings.
What do you mean?
It's cloudy with the chance of meatballs.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
My what son, is that from?
It's a book, and then I think it was also a movie. But I feel like we mostly read the book.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Cloudy with the chance of meatballs. Anyway, Westminster, some rain, sprinkles in Loveland, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Rain today, maybe switch it over to snow, maybe just snow. It's hard to tell, but it's going to happen, and it's going to continue all the way through tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah, there was a movie, too.
There you go.
I remember that.
Oh, last hour, we mentioned the Bruno Mars show that's coming to town.
Yeah.
Again, we'll be giving away tickets all next week, but Bruno Mars is going to be down at the Air Force Academy later on in the summer this year.
Yeah.
And tickets are pre-sale right now.
And he's going to be with Ray.
Yeah, Ray.
Yeah.
Ray.
Where the hell's my husband, Ray?
Who's this Anderson .Paak?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is that?
Anderson .Paak.
.Paak?
Yeah, .Paak.
What do they do?
He's a producer. They team up. I'm pretty sure Anderson does his Vegas residency with Bruno. So they're like a team now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He's part of that. What's that name that he gave him? You remember?
They had a band, too.
Yeah, what's
hold on.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, like BJ said, the pre-sale has already started. Go to alice1059.com for all the details.
All right. Something kicked off yesterday, and I was going to mention it yesterday, but didn't get to it. Yesterday was the kickoff of the Girl Scouts cookie campaign.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, yesterday.
I missed it.
You missed it yesterday?
I didn't hear anything about it.
No kidding. Oh, yeah, look it up. I think it's kind of gone quiet because remember they became killer cookies?
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember they were toxic?
Yeah, there was something wrong
yeah,
with something.
Yeah, they caused cancer and all kinds of crap.
I mean,
well, I've got the story. Oh, okay. Okay, let me give you the story.
I don't know if I'd call them killer cookies.
The killer cookies, this came out like eight months ago.
I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
The killer cookies.
I wouldn't call them that. But, nope.
All right, the Girl Scout cookies, remember they got a bad rap? I don't know, maybe
one
eight.
One kind, wasn't it?
I think it's all of them.
I think it was the majority of them.
I think it's the whole
batch. I'm going to stay out of this
but
lawsuit.
Why do you think, all right, let me ask you a question then. Why do you think it was so under the table yesterday with the kickoff?
There was a lot going on yesterday.
Well, I'm just, yeah, but I mean, a lot that went on yesterday was after we got off the air. We knew about the cookie thing before that. So I don't know why it was so low-keyed. But here we go. This is the bad news they got earlier last year.
Toxic Girl Scout cookies? Oh, researchers with GMOScience.org say yes, they contain ingredients linked to autism and cancer. They tested the cookies for the presence of aluminum, arsenic, lead, and mercury. 88% of the samples contained all of these. Every cookie...
88%, Jamie. You remember this story?
Now I do. This
is horrible. Tested contained the active ingredient in the weed killer Roundup, and 96% contained lead. The Girl Scouts say in a statement, their cookies are produced by trusted licensed bakers who adhere to rigorous standards set by the FDA and other agencies.
Are you ordering cookies this year?
Wait, have they fixed it? I'm assuming they fixed it. That was last year.
I don't know.
Nobody has said anything about being fixed.
Hey, we took the Roundup out of her cookies. You can buy them now. I've not heard that.
Hey, Siri, did Girl Scout cookies get rid of Roundup?
Is that like...
Oh. Here's an answer from CowboyStateDaily.com.
What?
A recent...
What?
I don't know.
That was
Cowboy,
India.
Cowboy... I put that voice on.
Okay.
On purpose.
All right.
Because it makes me happy.
Okay.
A recent study from moms across America tested 13 types of Girl Scout cookies collected from three states, California, Iowa, and Louisiana, and found all the cookies...
All of them are...
Yeah.
Killer cookies.
Nothing's been fixed. I don't think.
Are we ordering this year? Are we taking a chance?
Oh, my God.
All right, if you're a part of the Girl Scouts, okay, can you enlighten us maybe a little bit about the cookies? Have they fixed them? Have you gotten the Roundup out?
What is the, like, who's our food safety people, USDA?
Yeah, the USDA.
FDA.
What does the FDA say?
What do you mean, what they say? That's where this report came from.
But that was last year. It says
that trace amounts do not pose a health concern.
That's what the FDA said?
Trace amounts.
But we don't know if they've corrected it or not.
This
was really damaging when it came out.
Yeah,
the cookies,
it was.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is a bad report. I don't know. I've never heard any update on it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But how long did we have red dye number 9 or number 3, right?
Well, BJ was feeding his kid maraschino cherries forever. I was like, stop doing it. It's not even food grade.
Yeah, FDA is not really.
That stuff's delicious, though. Oh, it really is. No, they have a brand new cookie this time around, too.
Wait, can I just say, can I read you Girl Scouts of the USA their
what
official
do they say?
Statement? The organization asserted its cookies are safe to consume and meet all FDA and EPA food safety regulations. They note these trace contaminants occur naturally in soil and are not added as ingredients. They were just in the soil. That fixes it.
Let's listen to that report again.
Toxic Girl Scout cookies? Researchers with GMOScience.org say yes, they contain ingredients linked to autism and cancer.
There you go.
But keep in mind, our granite countertops are deadly, right? You know that, right?
I can't get over this report, folks. I'm sorry. I cannot risk it over s'mores. I can't do it. They have a brand new cookie this time. It's called the Explore S'mores.
The what?
Explore Mores.
Wait, what?
The Explore Mores.
The Explore Mores?
Yes. Yeah.
That's Explore hard to Mores. Say.
It's a new flavor, Rocky Road ice cream inspired sandwich cookie.
Explore Mores.
Yeah. Filled with Roundup.
Okay.
As a filling. Man.
Stop doing that.
I'm joking.
Hi, I'm a Girl Scout leader and we switch bakeries. Okay.
So that means the first report was true?
No, that means last year it was true. This year it's
right,
not.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The first report that came out last year was true.
And they changed bakeries.
And I love those cookies.
Well, you can still like them because they changed bakers. So,
all right.
We support you.
All right, we support you. I mean, now, I'm not eating sugar, so I can't order any cookies,
I would order some Explore Mores. If you guys want to give your little girl a chance to pitch me on the air, I'll buy some cookies from her.
Explore Mores?
Some Explore Mores, yeah. But she has to pitch me. I have to hear the sales
pitch. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. There you go. Just give a good pitch to Jamie. She'll throw a hundy your way, right?
Yep.
$100 in
How
cookies.
How much are they?
Right?
A box,
I have no idea. How much are they a box? Like $5.50?
$7.50?
Someday, before we do stories, we're going to know all the details.
Well, I've got all the details here. It just doesn't say how much they are.
Well, yeah, you got Roundup details.
Yeah, like $6. $6 a box.
I was close. Give me a break. Explore Mores. Yeah. Boy.
BJ and Jamie.
Coming up next, John, the Mountain Wave weather guy. Now, I don't think John's going to give us like a forecast of 50 inches of snow or anything in the next 24 hours, but I cannot wait to play him the new intro for
you. Oh, right. We're very excited about this.
Let me play it for you right now.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll play it for John when we get him on. But, man, we've worked our fingers to the bones over this.
No, AI did it.
Here it is.
It's time for Mountain Wave Weather on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Oh, hell,
John's got your forecast. Woo. Fresh and clear. Stay ready. Stay rolling. Mountain Wave Weather starts right here.
This is like a late Christmas present for him.
I mean, isn't this great having AI now? We don't even need a band.
No.
We don't need singers. We can just plug it in.
Yeah, Jamie and I can sit on our butt and let AI do it all. It's a wonderful world.
It's glorious.
Yeah.
Although I was watching Southern Charm last night or whatever on Bravo, and my son has talked to me about this before. You can use AI as your therapist.
You can?
Yeah, you can tell AI, you can be like, hey, listen, I'm running behind on, I don't know what he was talking about, but like my son was like, I'm running behind on this project. What's the best thing I should do or whatever? And AI is like, go sit down with your professor and tell him that, you know, it's been a rough week and blah, blah, blah. And then my son did exactly what AI told him. Yeah. And my son got an extended week.
Like, go to the bar, have a shot of whiskey.
Exactly.
That'll help.
And so this one guy, he has his heart is shattered, right? It's just shattered. And so he was crying to AI about his shattered heart, saying, like, how do I fix it? What do I do? I'm a grown 35-year-old man, and I'm just destroyed. And AI is like, it'll take some time, but just get out there and still meet friends and live your life. And you know what? It's behind you. You can't fix it and move forward.
You know, they need a form of AI that has more my attitude, okay? Like when somebody sits down to give me that spiel, I'd be like, hey, look, Pansy, get over it, okay? Get over it. You're acting pathetic right now. See, they need something like that, too.
Well, you would be ass-eye.
AI ass-eye.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not funny.
It is. You're the ass eye guy.
That's not funny.
It kind of is.
Actually, it's not even funny. That's at all. John is next.
It's time for Mountain Wave Weather on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Yeah.
John's got your forecast. Woo. Fresh and clear. Stay ready. Stay rolling. Mountain Wave Weather starts right here.
John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Did you hear your new intro?
I did. That's cool. I like the energy. It's very good in the morning. I'm
snappy.
Trying to get up.
No, it's snappy.
I feel like you're in the bathroom, John.
Yeah, John, what are you doing?
I'm in the kitchen, actually.
Oh, okay. Right.
Making breakfast for the little one?
No, not quite yet. Okay. That's on the to-do list, though.
Well, John, we wanted to check in with you. We're not expecting a huge storm or anything like that, but we thought we'd say hi. By the way, you couldn't make it yesterday because the kid was sick. Is the kid doing better?
He's about the same today. He didn't sleep much last night, so we're still kind of working with him, and hopefully he'll start feeling better here in another day or two. Fingers crossed.
It might be the flu. You know, the flu's going around.
Okay, that's crazy. That's not crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, well, let's get to the weather.
He'll be fine. It's just a sniffle.
Let's get to the weather, John. What are we looking at? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride with the storm. So we've had, you know, models going crazy over it, pulling it away, you know, moving where the heavy snow is, you know, and there's still some of that going on. Even last night, you know, there was some of the higher range models or higher resolution short-term models had the storm completely fall apart. And then you get up this morning and it's kind of back to how it was, but maybe just a little bit less intense. So, I wouldn't say a major storm by any means, but what has been consistent is just the areas that'll probably see the heavier snow and then the impacts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the areas outside of that, are the areas where it probably won't be too much of a big deal. So, when we look at the models and we look at the forecasts, a lot of that has just been, okay, if you're west of the city into the foothills, or if you're south over the Palmer Divide, and it's really kind of kept C-470 as a dividing line. So if you're south or southwest of that, that's where you're going to see some of the heavier snow. If you're in and around Denver, like the suburbs, generally just maybe a couple of inches.
Did you see what Dave Frazier did? Let me give you a little gossip because I recorded it, so I have proof. So at 5 o'clock, Dave Frazier said 6 to 8 inches could be possible, right? And then at 10 o'clock, he goes, I've changed those snow totals because it's moved way south. So now I'm going to move that 6 to 8 inches to 3 inches.
Yeah, yeah. John. Here's the question, though. Dave did, is that kind of cover your ass type of thing that the you weather people do?
Not necessarily. I think one thing a lot of people forget about a weather forecast is it's fluid, right? Because like it can wobble 50 miles north or 50 miles south. So when we do adjustments like that, we look at a bunch of models and we build a forecast based on what they're saying and a couple other things. So if it makes a big wobble to the south, like 50 miles, you have to change your forecast because it's going to pull a lot of that snow and that energy further south than you originally thought. Okay. So you're not going to keep saying, 8-10 inches when the whole storm's falling, much further south and you're going to get less snow.
Wobble.
Well, sometimes when I have the fluid known as vodka, it makes me wobble.
Wobble all over the place.
I've seen you bar bingo
wobble.
So I get it.
All over the place.
Fluids will make you wobble.
All right, John, thank you so much for the report. Let me quickly hit a couple of cities here. Let's see here. Ken Carroll, what are we getting there?
Ken Carroll, probably about 3 to 6 with those guys.
Okay, that's me. That's me.
470 is that dividing line.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you got any favorites?
Well, I live at the tunnel.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my door right there in the tunnel.
Yeah, what about up there at the Eisenhower?
Eisenhower Tunnel?
Yeah.
Those guys are probably in about the 3 to 6 to 4 to 8 inch.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 to 8 inch range as well.
Carson, you got one?
Yeah. What about Parker?
So Parker, again, just south of that C-470, right in that 3 to 6 inch range as well. So where you transition is it, if you go north, like Littleton or Inglewood, those guys are going to be maybe a 1 to 3 or a 2 to 4 inch range. And I would, for a lot of these ranges I would like on the lower side.
Wait, hold on. So this is what BJ does. When he knows it's going to be heavier in an area, he's like, I'm in Ken Carroll. But when he knows it's going to be heavier in Littleton, then he lives in Littleton.
Yeah.
So where do you live?
Right now?
Yeah.
I have noticed that.
Well, most people don't realize this, but I drive down every day from Boulder. John, thank you.
Thank you, John.
You know, where I live, hey, John, thank listen, where I live often wobbles.
Yeah. It sure does. Okay.
I know how that
all
goes.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like your new intro, too. Okay?
Yeah, right?
Pretty cool,
huh? Yeah, very cool.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, very, very cool. Thank
bye-bye.
You,
bye-bye.
It's time for Mountain Wave Weather on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. John's got your forecast. Fresh and clear. Stay ready. Stay rolling. Mountain Wave.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, all over America. And you'll get a podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Anything on the program? Right here. Right here. It is a Thursday today at 12 noon. It's the National Western Stock Parade.
Before you continue, Can you not do that rivalry stuff on the podcast?
Just pull that down.
Yeah, let's just...
that whole conversation that we had about that rivalry thing.
Yeah, gotcha. The hockey rivalry.
I don't know if that's worthy of the best of.
No.
Worthy of anything, actually.
No, really? Yep. Okay. Anyway,
right, but stock show stock parades show. Today at noon. It starts down at the Union Station, I think it is, right?
Sure does.
Goes up 17th, right? But, and it's going to be snowing. You got the cattle out. It's going to be perfect.
But remember my premonition. Like, I'm Psychic Friends Network. I have this weird thing about the long steer.
Longhorn steer.
Yeah. He's got, like, something weird.
Yeah, dongs will hold everything.
That is really hold everything.
Take that out of the best stuff, too, when you post today. All right. Just edit right there. Longhorn.
Yeah.
Like the steakhouse.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I just have this weird, I don't know, something wacky is going to happen.
She thinks there's going to be a stampede down there.
I do.
That one of the, maybe not all the Longhorns go rogue, but one will.
Yeah.
One will.
But, it, you know.
Wacky.
I just don't know how they get them to behave, you know, and just walk down the road behaved. These are wild animals.
Yeah, and they're down there, you know, this morning. You got to figure they've got them down there now, and there's a lot of drug dealers down there, too.
Oh, my God.
Before you know it, you know, I got one of those cows with meth on it, and you've got a crazy cow going on. Well, that Union Station's noted for that crap.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you got all those cattle. You don't know what they slip them. You don't have no idea. All right,
anyway,
enjoy the parade. Enjoy. Carson, take that out of there, too, if you don't mind. All right.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
yes,
we have a new AI song for the Broncos. In the playoffs, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, listen.
Wake up, Denver. Hear that sound. BJ and Jamie bring the noise to town. Orange and blue, yeah, we ride so high. This is our year. You can see it in the sky. We believe.
Bubbly.
Yeah, we know it's true. Mile high magic running through. These are the last things.
Sound alike between
AI.
That and the
I'm with you. They all sound the same.
We have to put in different elements so they don't sound like that.
Like what? I don't know how to do it.
Like you would say, like female's voice slower. You know,
I think the song tempo needs to change too.
Sultry, like you use different things. You use different prompts, and I think we're using the same prompts.
Carson, you got to change your prompts, man. Yes. Your prompts are all the same.
The prompts sound like Mountain Wave Weather Guy.
It does, doesn't it?
He's like white guy singing upbeat.
I like the Mountain Wave Weather one, but I don't know about the Bronco. We may have to start over on that.
Well, yeah, because don't you think his prompts were white guy upbeat singer?
Yeah. About our football team.
Yeah.
I will try and change up the prompts, but I typically I'll upbeat. I want fun. I want catchy. So
yeah.
And I think you might have to pay extra for the female voice. I'll check.
Get like a boy band or something like that. You know, switch it up.
Yeah.
Blues singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like BTS. Want BTS in there. Yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, you got the big party this weekend. You got a dilemma, don't you?
Oh, wait, what?
Your big party.
Well, I have
the
two
world's
things.
Greatest party, or what's it called again?
It's the year's biggest party.
Oh, the year's biggest party
first
Jamie's
all,
going to.
First of all, let me just put it out there to the universe. Tomorrow, I mean, I know I'm not on par today, but there's no excuse for that. But tomorrow, I will definitely not be on par because it's a girls' night out tonight.
Tonight is?
Well, it's at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Right. Two-ish, three-ish.
Mm, that means late night, yeah. so tomorrow's going to be off a bit. Don't worry, folks. I've got it covered.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be solid tomorrow.
You and Carson just make AI songs that sound all alike.
I'll be solid tomorrow. Trust me. Okay. Now the world's biggest
Saturday,
party.
Saturday, the world's biggest party. What was it called?
I don't know.
The party of the year.
Yeah, the party of the year. Thank you for bringing that. Yeah, it's the party of the year.
Party of the year.
Yeah.
And you're going.
I'm going. And there's a couple of issues. First of all, there's a guy going that I don't like at all.
Okay.
At all. I even blocked him from our Facebook page.
I wasn't even invited. So it's not me that she's talking about.
No. There's a guy that just started heckling our page. I don't know why. I guess he's bored. So I blocked him from our page. And then he's going to be there. Not a fan of him at all. He's one of your friends. He's going. And then Powerball Pete's going.
Pete?
Powerball.
He got invited and I didn't.
Yes.
What in the heck is going on? The world's greatest party and I don't even get an invite and Powerball Pete does.
Powerball Pete's going.
Maybe you got to be a certain weight to go.
Oh. That's mean against me. Wow. Hey, wow. That's not nice against me, you ass.
On the male side.
Oh, okay, nice
not
fix.
Not the females.
Oh, my God. Here's the funny part. Powerball Pete yesterday is texting me all day. Hey, what are you going to wear? I'm like, are you a girl? He's like, what's the dress code?
I'm glad I'm not going.
I know. I would rather be with the guy I don't like than Powerball Pete like texting me going, hey, what are you going to wear?
Yeah, I'll you be at home watching hockey rivalry. So you guys have fun at the party. The
so
world's
funny.
Greatest party, okay? I'll be viewing rivalry with Carson. God. I'm going to his house. He and I.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie on the Odyssey app. I saw yesterday that Colorado has the cheapest gas prices of any state in America.
Oh, you're kidding.
$1.49.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
$1. And that $1.49 is within 3 miles of where we are right now.
Holy Toledo.
I mean, is that crazy?
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Colorado, number one, cheapest gas. And I went to Gas Buddy, which, by the way, is a great app. That thing's brand new, came out last week. It's unbelievable. You can find all the cheap gas. And there's a lot of cheap stuff around here.
You know, cool. Speaking of being number one, blah, 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 I was in Colorado Springs yesterday afternoon. Yeah. And I have to tell you, I was like, how does, no offense, Colorado Springs, if you work there, live there, whatever. But how does Colorado Springs like get up there in best places to live?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a hellhole out there.
And when I watch a lot of crime shows, you know, and there's a lot of crime down there.
There is a lot of crime.
Yeah, they make a lot of shows down there.
And I felt like I was in a bad part of town. And I was like, I feel like I'm in the bad part of town, doing a drug deal or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but they do make the list all the time.
The list,
them and Fort Collins. Fort Collins.
Well, Fort Collins, I get. That's
is solid, man.
I like that. It has that trolley.
They always make the list, don't they?
I don't get Colorado Springs.
I don't know. Something's going on down there.
Something crazy.
All right, let's get to this gym thing, okay? We're talking workout gym, okay? People that go to the gym every single day, like Powerball Pete, for example. And then you've got, you know, certain people that maybe dress, act a certain way. You can spot them every time.
Well, here's the thing. I'm on this new site. I love following all your towns and your new sites and everything. And usually I get accepted to, some of them I don't get accepted. Like Bad Moms of Parker, they won't accept me.
They don't?
No. They won't accept me. You know why?
You feel like you fit though?
Yeah. And I mean, I know I don't live in Parker. They wouldn't accept me because I don't live in Parker.
Maybe you need like a rap sheet or something. Maybe you need to be like an arrest, you know.
No, they don't trust me not to take some of the topics onto the air.
Oh.
Which I totally would.
That's exactly why you're there.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I follow all these different towns, right? Because I get the... So there's these new sites that are up and they're called whatever blank T. Like, so whatever town you're from, T. And this is one that I've been following secretly under a different alias. And it's Castle Rock T. Okay.
Castle Rock?
Yeah. Yeah.
T. Is it called T?
T. Yeah. You know, like
T-E-A.
Like the tea on the town. Like, what's going on?
Okay.
Like the tea? You've never heard the tea?
No. I don't know the tea thing.
That tracks.
That's a new one for me.
That tracks.
Yeah. The tea tracks? Tea stands for tracks?
No, that you don't know what tea means. That tracks.
I've never been to tracks. What?
Anyway, so there's... They're talking about the Planet Fitness in Castle Rock, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Planet Fitness
in
Castle Rock.
Yeah. And I'm in the Castle Rock team.
And this is someone who's observed.
Yes.
And they've posted what they see at the gym.
Exactly. Okay. So here are the few things. Follow along. It's a bingo card. So see if you go to a gym, do you see these things? Okay. Let's see here. People in boots. Do you see anybody in boots?
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, do they really wear boots?
Yeah, some people wear work boots, like steel-toed work boots when working out.
Really? Why?
I no clue.
I would think that's rare, though. I've been to the gym a few times, and
rare,
I've never seen it.
But there are a couple people that go to my gym that do that.
People not using the equipment correctly.
all the time.
Yeah.
Especially at Planet Fitness.
There's a lot of it I don't know how to use either.
You just look at it.
Yeah, like, you look at it, walk by and go, what the hell is
that? What does that thing do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't use it. People actually try and use it.
And they use it. I see
right,
that.
But I'm just saying that if I tried to use it, I'd be using it wrong is what I'm saying.
I get you.
Loud phone talker. The person that's on the phone, they talk too loud. I can't stand that.
That's everywhere.
That is everywhere.
It's. I had it yesterday at the grocery store.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. A lady behind me, she had it on speakerphone.
Yep. Oh.
Talking. You know, it's like, lady, can you turn that off, please? Or at least just put it up to your ear. Turn off the speaker.
They do that all the time. You're right. Grocery store is the
worst.
Yeah,
grocery stores. You're in line, and the person either in front of you or behind you, they got the speaker on.
Speaking of that, the person that sings too loud at the gym.
Yeah.
Because he got on headphones.
Right.
Then like, you're singing with a tune. Yeah. You can't sing.
I will say, I am the guy that's like head bobbing to like music. Like,
well, that's
I kind of dance around a little bit.
It's the guy that's the head banger dancer.
Yeah.
That's you?
It's kind of me because I get caught up in the moment sometimes.
Again, these are bingo cards, what you see at the gym that drives you nuts. Okay. Fixing hair in the mirror. That guy. Oh, yeah. I could see. You know he does. Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
Do you fix your hair in the mirror?
You know you do.
I work out in front of the mirror,
I know, but do you fix your hair?
No.
What?
Yes, you do. No. Carson, you're the guy that refuses to wear a hat.
Listen.
You won't wear it. Jamie and I had this conversation behind your back, okay? Let me just lay it out there for you.
Because you have
I've never seen Carson with a hat on.
Because he has good hair.
He won't wear it.
I know, because he's like, hey, this is a feature.
Because, yes.
Well, when I was, even like, the only time I've ever worn a hat consistently was in college, because I had, like, good flow. I had good lettuce coming out of the helmet and right. under the hat. Well, but I don't have that anymore.
No. But there are hats out there, like the trucker hat, like one of these hats.
Yeah.
They'll make you look taller.
Oh, my God.
Because they're up higher.
Listen,
we gotta go with the short joke. Come on, man.
I know, right? With the hat.
Look
how high this one sits.
I already You're spiked. Going to look. Why do you think I spiked my hair up?
It gives him 2 inches.
Come on, gives me volume, baby.
Oh my God. This goes bad every time. Okay, the dumbbell rack crowder.
Sorry, buddy.
The dumbbell rack crowder, is that like where you can't find a place to put your dumbbells, so you just throw them in there?
No, or they're like waiting for you. You can see them out of the corner of your eye, and they're just staring at the dumbbells that you have because those are the ones that
they wanted.
And then as soon as you rack them, they're like behind you, ready to take them.
Gotcha. Okay. The shadow boxer.
Shadow boxer.
Yeah, the guy that's in the mirror, like acting like he's boxing.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that guy.
Like they're in the ring. They're fighting Mike Tyson right now. Whoa,
fighting their mirror. Yeah, let's go. Right. The PDA couple at the gym.
Oh
my God, you're so hot. Oh my God.
And they're touching each other's butts.
Oh my God. Honky honky. Oh my God. Yes.
What gym is this? Planet
all
Fitness?
All over. No,
the
all
pecs.
Over.
Oh, down your pecs are so good.
Oh, man.
The guy that wears medical scrubs like he's a doctor.
Oh. And I instantly, but it's funny because my perception of all those people is that they must do something like, maybe he's like a brain surgeon or something. I don't know.
He could clean bedpans.
Oh, this is true.
You know, I mean, like scrubs are just comfy for anybody. You don't have to be in the medical business.
They could be a vet. I have no idea.
The tiny shorts guy with the baggy hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to take that cover off. It's called a warm-up cover.
Yeah. Oh, right?
Yeah.
Right. The sweatpants above the calf guy.
Oh, yeah.
The wannabe trainer that comes up and, like, I can't stand that guy. If you're doing reps or whatever, and the guy comes up, it's like, you need to put your elbow in.
Yeah.
They give you tips.
Tuck your elbow.
Tuck your elbow in. You get a better burn. Yeah. Okay, dude, you're not my trainer. Let's see here. It says backpack guys. What is that, a backpack
like,
boys?
Maybe if they're rucking. Like, I've seen people wear backpacks on a treadmill, like they're training for something.
No.
Or
they're
doing
weighted?
A stair climber. Yeah.
So they're weighted.
Yep.
And they're at the gym with that?
Yep.
Why don't you go outside with that?
I don't know.
Slides or croc wearers?
Oh.
That would be me.
At the gym?
I'd wear my slides to the gym.
You would?
You can't work out in slides. What if you drop a weight or like...
I'm not there to
work
out.
What do you do? Oh, here's you
I'm
are.
Just watching.
Yeah. The creepy stare.
Yeah, I'm that creepy guy that's watching.
Creepy stare. And finally...
But I'm not looking at you. I'm looking in the mirrors and watching you.
Oh, God.
I'm that guy.
Wow.
I can see you in the mirror. Yeah.
Because you can't detect it now.
And then finally, two more. The girl that doesn't wear the bra. You know, and she's running in place.
That's why we're at the mirror.
And then finally, the guy that wears jeans and works out.
Yeah. I hate that more than anything.
Yeah, jeans. Wearing jeans, yeah. Working out.
Like, what about cutoff jeans?
No, yeah.
And slides. That's
me. Accordingly.
Nice. Okay, anyway, that's the list.
Oh, all right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Snow all day.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm not supposed to say this.
Here we go.
Nashville.
Yep.
Text Nashville right now.
That was Ed.
Fly away to Nashville. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
You know what's kind of weird that I've noticed over the last couple of days?
22 hours.
And tell me if you think that, you know, the stock show thing. You tell me if you think there's something up here that I'm missing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Stock show. They have the big parade today, right?
Yeah, at noon.
Got the cattle. And then the show kicks off on
Saturday through the 25th.
Man, you got all the deets, don't you?
I do. Yep.
And then that thing runs, and there's a lot of events there.
Sheets.
And the rule for Christmas lights is supposed to be in Colorado that you leave them up until the end of the stock show.
Correct.
So you have to leave them up until the 25th. Do you know that every house in my neighborhood has taken down their lights?
Not mine.
I'm the only one with lights still up.
Really?
Isn't that bizarre?
That is crazy.
It's almost like that they put out a memo saying lights aren't allowed after the 7th or something.
I was kind of disappointed. A couple of my neighbors took theirs down. I was like, you guys don't know the rules. But then a lot of people left them up. And even in the entrance to the HOA, they're still up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, ours is too.
I love
it. Yeah. In the entrance into the, you know, the subdivision itself, those lights are still up. But individually, every house on my street had lights. They're all gone except for me.
Well, and here's the weird part too. Is like some people are literally on the 26th in the morning, they take down their everything.
Immediately.
Like on the 26th.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's just bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People that take down their tree on the 26th.
Well, you still had Halloween stuff up while you're putting up Christmas stuff.
Yes. Yes. We have a Christmas tree that stays up till June.
It's fine.
Every year.
It's fine.
BJ and Jamie.
You are winning the snow prediction.
Jamie, yeah.
You've nailed it so far. Now it could change.
It could change, but remember yesterday we did our odds, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said what, 5 inches?
Yeah, my guess was five.
Five. I think Carson, you went with 7 inches.
Yes.
You're screwed.
Seven. You're
not
losing.
Happening.
And I said zero. And as we're looking from the 11th floor of DTC, Denver Tech Center, we're at zero.
Come on, man. I need at least 2.75.
Yeah, but you said five.
Doesn't matter. I'm closer than anybody if it's 2.75.
Oh, my God. I guess technically you're right.
I don't know how to play this game. Okay. You kidding? I'm a gambler.
Oh, my God.
2.75. Okay. Come on, man. Come on. Have you seen where these people are stuck in the Caribbean? Or Caribbean?
Caribbean?
They're stuck down there. They closed down the airspace because of that Maduro guy that they went down there and hijacked out of there. And they shut down a lot of airspace. And there are people that are stuck in hotels in Aruba, Curacao, Caymans, different places down there. And they can't get out because they can't get a flight out of there.
Stuck there?
No. And the hotels they're in some of the cases, not all, the hotels are giving it to them for free.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to be that person.
Well, I'd be stuck in Aruba.
Yeah.
I know that my Botox lady, she was going to Carousel, and they had an Airbnb for 2 months, and they were trying to figure out if they were going to go or not, and they went ahead and went.
Carousel?
Carousel. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a beautiful place. I've been.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been.
It's part of the ABC Islands. It's called Aruba, Bonaire.
Wait, let me guess. That one's the C one?
Yeah. Whoa. Curacao.
Wow. Yeah, not ABC. A K? See.
Oh, I see what you're doing. No. Oh, I get you. No. I get you. All right, here's a couple that is stuck down there. And listen to how happy they sound.
We are stuck.
We're stuck in the Caribbean. Remember how we went in and we captured Maduro in Venezuela, and he's being brought to justice in New York? They've shut down a lot of airspace. So we've spent days here. I know. But, we can't get home. We've been stuck for extra days. Airspace becomes open and then closed.
They have no idea when they can get out of there.
Wow.
They are shut down, and they're saying that it could go on for weeks.
Well, it's both scary, right, and awesome at the same time.
I think it's awesome. And you can hear in their voice, they love it. Because they're getting everything for free now.
They're not stressed.
No. Mm-mm. I don't know if the U.S. is taking care of it or who, but for some reason, they're not having to pay, and they're just, you know, they're doing the tourist thing down there.
Yeah. My girlfriend, I said, hey, are you okay? And she goes, hey, this is Botox Carrie. Did you mean to send me that? Yes, I want to know if you're okay. My God.
I care about you, even though you do my Botox.
Yeah. Where is she?
Curacao. How do you
spell
that?
Oh, she is at Curacao.
How do you spell that?
C-U-A-C-A-O, I think is the end of it.
I don't know. I'm so far off that I keep saying cruiser.
Yeah, no doubt.
See you.
I don't know.
Yeah, forget it.
Pretty cool, though. These people are stuck in the Caribbean. They're just down there having a good time, man.
I guess.
Wow. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Snow in the forecast today, tonight, tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Watch me slide. He's Bruno coming to town.
Yeah, well, this is crazy.
He's coming close to town.
He sure is.
Close.
Falcon Stadium, it's going to be at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. That is a big venue. Huge.
How big is it?
This big.
Oh, that's big.
I know.
That's big.
Anyway, he has some special guests, including Anderson .Paak, Paak, and of course Ray.
Yeah, that's your favorite, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
Baby, my husband. And then I don't know how to sing the rest of it. But anyway, they're all coming to town. Now, here's the deal. If you want to go see Bruno Mars, you need to sign up for the pre-sale, and that happens today. So go to alice1059.com to find out all the details. We'll have the link there. The artist pre-sale sign-up is today, and so go to alice1059.com for all the
details. All right, I'm looking at the website right now, and Carson, I don't see it. I don't see it listed here.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
So we need to get the information out there. Can you go check the website? Because I don't see it.
Oh, shooty patootie. Okay.
Can you do a little background check?
I got you.
You got it?
Shoot.
All right, pull up the website. I just want to make sure that we're sending people to the right place.
Well, yeah.
You got to get signed up today for pre-sale.
I see Ed
I'd love
Sheeran.
To see this show.
I don't see any other events. Well...
Yeah.
Maybe go to shows.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we got to investigate here. Something's wrong.
There he is.
Where?
You go to events and you scroll down.
Yeah, so it's not on the main page. It's under events with all the other concerts.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so it is there. Hey, by the way, Carson, as long as we got you here, I do want to thank you because I like new, cool, like, terms, you know what I mean? Like, my kid taught me tracking while I was with him in Hawaii. Like, oh, that tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, tracking.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel comfortable using those in sentences, right? It works for me, track and tracking. But I'm going to try to use this when I see my son next time and he's wearing like a snowboard helmet.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to use the term that I just learned from you, Carson. Nice lettuce coming out of your helmet.
Yeah, lettuce. Like it's, and it's more of a hockey term, but that's what we use to call if you got nice flow, like that's your hair coming out of the hat or the helmet. Yeah, it's lettuce. You got nice lettuce.
I've always heard lettuce with money.
Yeah.
That works too.
Yeah,
that works
got a
too.
Pocket full of lettuce,
man. Yeah, but I like lettuce under your helmet.
From, hockey.
I guess I can just use it when he wears a hat too.
Yeah.
Nice lettuce, bro.
Coming out of your lid. You use any other vegetables in hockey? Like, you know, like look at my cucumber.
Well, on that series.
No, I'm just curious. You use
on
lettuce.
On HBO, they use they use the eggplant in that HBO series. Okay, we need to get away from that.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Well, the Odyssey app, too. We're free there. Get the Odyssey app, put it on your phone. Carson, I'm a little shocked that you didn't see The Masked Singer last night. He's a big fan of that, wasn't he?
He loves The Masked
what
Singer.
What happened, man? Where's your allegiance?
I've been stuck in this Lilo and Stitch game with my daughter.
Oh, that happens.
She watches it over and over and over.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, she's stuck on it.
Well, Masked Singer came back for another season. I don't know what, 14 seasons or something like that. And they were back last night. A couple of people got thrown off, and people said it was absolutely terrible. Just terrible.
Well, Jenny, what's her name? McCarthy?
Yeah.
She's one of the judges, and she was on Watch What Happens Live last night with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And he said to her, like, what has been the most ridiculous guesses? And she's like, well, I'm going to be honest, because they want big stars, right? They want big celebrities. It was when they started guessing, like, Beyonce is under the head. And then they guessed one time Barack Obama was under the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess, like,
they're not going to be on that show.
No, but I guess people. The biggest person that they've had that they feel like they've had so far is Chris Rock, which is pretty good.
Chris Rock was on there?
Yeah, I guess he was.
Oh, he's a big name.
Yeah, he is a big
He's
name.
A big name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, last night they had a couple of people thrown off the show. One's, I don't even know the people who they are. One's a baseball player, former professional.
Yeah, David Ortiz.
Who?
David Ortiz. He played for the Boston Red Sox.
Is he big?
Yeah, he's a huge deal. But he was the googly eyes.
Oh.
Googly yeah. eyes. Well, they have an eggplant. They have the Pug, P-U-G, Pugcasso.
Yep. They've got a couple of croissants.
The croissants? Is that a group?
It is a duo.
The croissants?
It is
a duo. It's got to be a duo, right?
Yes, they always do the dumbest outfits. So- She did say something weird last night, which I thought, I don't know why, I don't know if this is true. She said, because Andy Cohen asked her, do the celebrities actually sing? And she said, legally, they have to sing because it's a game show.
Oh, they do. Oh. So it's got to be a part of the rules?
Yeah, I guess so.
She said,
so they legally have to sing. Now, they are auto-tuned.
Oh, yeah, extremely, yeah.
So they're not out there just pretending, and it was pre-recorded prior to?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe they sung then, because I don't know how you would do it in that mask.
I agree with you. But mm-hmm.
Without
said that,
it sounding that way.
She said that they have to sing because it's the legality. Huh.
Is Jenny the one that is married to Donnie Wahlberg?
Yes.
Is it Donnie or Danny? Or
it's Donnie. But she had sex with Mark first.
For Mark first.
Yeah.
She is one beautiful woman.
She is hot, isn't she?
That woman.
Yeah.
She is like one of the prettiest women ever.
Yeah. Although she did tell us something weird, which she doesn't like her boobs. So she only has relations in her bra.
Really?
Yeah. So she, I guess they have cutouts or whatever, but she likes it how they lift her up when.
Where do you find information like this?
Me and Jen are like this.
Oh, really? No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful piece of knowledge right there. Because I love her.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Me looking up Jenny McCarthy's dentist for her veneers.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to Elgin, Illinois.
She's got good teeth.
She's got great, well, they're veneers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I get it.
They're under there somewhere. Yeah. Little stubbies.
Yeah.
But no, her dentist, I'm looking at it, and she got her veneers at Dr. Dean Lauding in Elgin, Illinois. I guess that's my next vacation, going to Elgin, Illinois.
Probably not cheap, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. Nothing's ever free, BJ Harris. No. Nothing is ever free. All right, let's get to a few things. First of all, Travis Kelce says that if his body can heal, he'll play another year.
You
Here
think
he
he's going to play again?
No.
You don't?
No.
I do.
I think, just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I think if my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. I think right now it's just finding that answer.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. I don't know. They could not. I don't really have a good guess. I said no, but I mean, maybe yes.
I hope he does it.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, I hope he does it. I mean, he needs to take time off before his head gets all wrecked.
No, everything. I hope he does, because he fumbled into it. I mean, he was just dropping passes left and right. They couldn't rely on him. He was fumbling.
Yeah, but didn't he have the leading whatevers in the season?
He broke a record.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he has the record.
For something, whatever catches, whatever something.
Yeah.
I don't know, yards. Some record.
We'll see.
Times he.
Well, I don't want him to play because
Taylor.
I'm tired of seeing Taylor at the games.
Well, it's not Taylor's fault.
What do you mean?
Because they just came out with this whole thing about it's not Taylor's fault that they kept showing her. It's up to the cameraman and the network, and they are the ones that did it. Taylor is like, you know, she's not asking to be like shown.
Yes, she is.
No, she wasn't.
I'll bet you her people get in touch with the network and say, hey, Taylor's going to be there. Let's show her out like five times.
She doesn't need the publicity. The NFL wants the publicity, but she doesn't need it.
Well, either way, if he doesn't play, she won't be there. So that takes care of everything.
Yep.
So I hope he doesn't play. But he will.
Oh, Michelle, my friend.
Yeah.
She just texted me. She's from Elgin, Illinois.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful city.
I hear it's beautiful this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Elgin.
All right. The other thing. Let's see here. Spencer Pratt, you guys. You remember him from The Hills and all that stuff? Remember he married Heidi Montag? Yeah. And then Heidi got all that plastic surgery done. And then they had a reality show for a little bit. That didn't really work. But he's been like the voice of the people in California in the Los Angeles, Malibu area. Palo Alto. Not Palo Alto. That's the wrong direction. Altadena, and he's saying, like, look, it's been a mess. People aren't getting their houses rebuilt. There's all kinds of red tape. They can't get permits. They can't get insurance. And he's running for freaking mayor, our little Spencer from the Hills. Here it is, number three.
Why I am running for mayor. And let me be clear, this just isn't a campaign. This is a mission, and we are going to expose the system. We are going into every dark corner of LA politics and disinfecting this city with our light. And when we are done, LA is going to be camera ready again.
I like that he used that they're going to disinfect the city with their light. He's talking about those germ-killing,
lights.
Yeah, that you just...
Spencer, Mayor Spencer.
And then they're going to be camera ready? Yes, Spence.
Whatever happened to Heidi Montag?
She's still around.
Is she around?
Yeah, she's like a singer, and she's very popular. And like, she's like a David, you know, like she's really popular in Europe.
Oh, you like know? Lounge singing? Like a Holiday Inn or something?
No, like pop singing. You know, David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's really popular in like Germany or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
She's got that thing going on. Yeah. She's still gorgeous, by the way. All right, I worry about this because it didn't go well last time, but I'm going to go ahead and try it again. There's a new show on HBO. It's called Heated Rivalry, and it's about two gay hockey players. And at first, Carson told us he'd never heard of it, and then he told us he watched the trailer of it.
Aha!
Well, I have to know what people are talking about. I had to watch it.
Well, then you did know about it.
Well, yeah, but I've never seen it.
That's not what the question was.
You know it exists?
I knew of it.
Frolicking on Ice, I think it's called.
I knew of it as of this morning because this guy was talking about it. So I was like, oh, what's this? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's a hockey series. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I looked into it.
I'm suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's seen it.
Well, I had to know what it was about. It's hockey.
Yeah. Hockey.
All we know about this movie or this series, Heated Rivalry, starring Hudson Williams, is that they have a lot of great lettuce coming out from under their helmets.
Oh, yeah. Great, top-notch lettuce. Yeah. They all got extremely good lettuce.
You guys, speaking of lettuce, and then I'll play this clip, did you know that you can OD on kale?
Really?
No.
Yeah, it can become toxic. If you eat too much kale, it becomes a toxin. And this like woman like flipped out on an airplane or whatever. Come to find out, she had kale poisoning.
Oh, jeez.
They thought she was drugged or that she had alcohol poisoning or something like that. Kale poisoning.
I know there are certain plants that you can get that. Toxicity or whatever it's called. Toxicity, is that it?
Yeah.
But anyway, there are several ones, but I didn't realize kale was on that list.
Yeah. It overloads potassium in people and get all wacky.
Oh, you get thyroid issues.
Yeah, kidney problems. Okay. That's why I don't eat that crap. It's bad for you.
kill you.
Yeah, digestive problems, kidney stones even.
Killer kale.
See, all you healthy people.
Yeah.
Dummies. By the way, speaking of food, did you see that food chain that flipped a script?
No.
The food pyramid? Not the food chain.
Oh, yeah. The pyramid I saw, yeah.
Yeah, the food pyramid. And they put your meat that you love so much because you bought a quarter cow.
Yep.
They put that at the damn top.
Red meat is number one. Number one healthiest food there is on the planet.
Are you so excited?
I knew it.
Yeah.
I've been saying it all along.
You've been preaching? preaching. By the way, let's get back to Heated Rivalry because I never played the clip. That Hudson Williams says it told Andy Cohen that secretly NHL players and professional athletes are DMing him saying, oh my God, I'm gay. Here it is.
It's definitely the people who reach out somewhat anonymously who are like, I'm a professional player still and I'm still in the closet.
You've heard from closeted players.
Yeah.
Closeted hockey players?
Hockey players, football players, basketball players.
Wow.
Yeah. So then they're reaching out to like Rachel, our author, who will then like kind of relay these lovely anonymous emails.
Yes.
And sometimes they're just reaching out privately through like Instagram. And those ones are the ones that really just kind of hit you and go, oh, so this is a fun show and it's celebratory, but also sometimes it's just hitting people right in the nose.
Did he just say a guy named Carson reached out?
He did.
I thought I heard
He did.
He said Carson?
He did.
Carson, is that you? No.
No, not me.
It's okay. We accept all. We love everyone. You know what? Love is love. Love is love.
Okay.
Yep. Whether it be on the ice.
Love is
on
love.
On the courts.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Love is love.
Man, I'd like to see a good fight between them, though.
They go like. I'm done. There you go. Right. Tablet trash.
We're headed right back to what we did the first time we talked about this show.
Here
we go again. Right over the edge.
No, I just wrapped it up.
Could you do that fight one more time?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
BJ and Jamie.
The extremely hot and sexy Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Stock Show.
Yes, today. Well, the parade.
Yep. The parade is today, starting at 12 noon, Union Station.
I've never gone down to that. It looks fun.
Never.
But I've doesn't it look fun?
Sure like, does.
Because a lot of people take off work today. Yeah. And if you're working downtown, like my girlfriend, she just said, hey, I'm going to the stock show. Is anybody going to be down there? I was like, I've never even thought of going down there.
I'm with you. Every time I see the replay on the news or whatever, yeah. It looks like it would be a blast.
It is a FOMO thing.
Is it a quick parade? I mean, is it just the cattle?
You're asking the girl that's never been.
I know there's cowboys on their horses and stuff. Right?
Yeah, that's hot.
You got all that going on. Yeah. So it starts at 12 noon. They'll start at Union Station, and it slides right up 17th.
And it kicks off the stock show, which starts on Saturday officially. Saturday. You get your tickets at Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Do you see where McDonald's is coming out with like the world's largest hamburger?
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's called the Big Arch.
The Big Arch.
Big Arch. Have you seen
this? I have not seen the Big Arch.
And the reason I bring this up is because there's a little known fact that I like to deliver every time there's a McDonald's story about Jamie White. And that little fact is she's never, ever eaten a Big Mac.
On the Bible. Never, ever. I've never had a desire.
It is looks that wild?
Like, it just looks like so much bread.
But it's just, that to me is just alarming. Simply because you grew up in a rural part of Illinois.
Yeah.
I grew up in a rural part of Tennessee. And one of the first fast food restaurants to ever come to town was McDonald's, right?
Right, yeah.
You got a McDonald's. So everybody had a Big Mac. And you grew up in that situation, and you never ate a Big Mac.
Well, there's
supposed to be a what?
There's big three, like there's three buns in there, right?
Beautiful.
Doesn't it have three buns?
No, three beautiful buns in there. A couple of sesame seed ones, too.
So are, is it two pieces of meat and then three buns?
Two pieces of meat. You got your lettuce. You got the, you know, it all sandwiched there together. Got that, what is it, Thousand Island sauce on there. Mm. Oh, it's delicious.
That is
the
a
Big
lot.
Mac.
It's like having a loaf of bread.
Well, they say this particular hamburger here, the Big Arch, is twice the size of a Big Mac.
So do they have four pieces of bread in there?
I don't know. Yeah, there's a picture of it. I can't really count it.
I don't know. The Big Arch I'm looking at looks way different.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have four pieces of bread in it?
No. No, it only has two patties, three slices of cheese, some pickles, some sauce, and just one bun.
Maybe it's just big as in the circumference.
Maybe,
you
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to tell with the picture here, but they're saying it's double the size of a Big Mac.
Wow.
Well, the Big Mac, didn't the Big Mac shrink? Like, I felt like oh my God, you guys. Like, the last time first of all, since my wellness journey, yes. I have not had any fast food.
At all?
Nope.
Wow.
You know what? I haven't either.
Well, you weren't on my wellness journey.
No, but I'm just saying it was my resolution. So I'm on the path with you.
You can't be on my path.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
More than one person can go on the non-fast food.
No, because I'm only eating like fresh and good stuff and whatever. You're just not eating sugar. You're still eating crap.
No, I'm not. I'm eating great stuff, Jamie. You need to leave me alone.
Really? What'd you have yesterday?
I mean, a lot of red meat.
Yeah. Okay.
What did I have yesterday? Oh, you know what I had yesterday?
Butter?
No. Jamie, you got to give me some credit here, girl.
Well, I was on my my journey, and you had to step on it.
I had yesterday for lunch, get this.
Oh, boy.
I had cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
With carrots and celery.
Whoa.
That was lunch.
Whoa.
Lunch yesterday.
Okay. I'm impressed.
I am too.
Yeah.
Wow. You're dwindling down to nothing.
And then at dinner, I had chicken. All I had was chicken.
With
rotisserie.
Rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. You know you had some sides.
Little rotisserie.
Yeah, there's got to be a side.
You know you had some sides.
No, did not.
Oh,
did not.
All right.
Tell me what your diet was yesterday.
Okay. Well, I had two grapes. And
that's not even healthy.
And I had.
Not healthy.
Well, I'm not done.
Oh.
And three boiled eggs. Okay.
Okay, that works.
It does work.
Eggs are good for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I had mushroom soup. Mm-hmm. Not like cream of mushroom. I had like mushroom soup from a restaurant.
Okay.
You know, the hot and sour.
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
No.
In the competition.
No.
We are pretty close.
No, we're not.
We're pretty close.
No, because it was like full of mushrooms.
Look, two people can be healthy on the same show. Okay.
No, because I did a wellness thing and you're trying to take my, what is it? You're taking my something.
Steal my thunder.
That thing. Yep. You're doing that. Yep.
I've never touched your thunder. And I never would.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Our podcast after 10 o'clock this morning, but look at it snow. It's
so
looking a lot like winter. Yeah, the snow is coming down here at the DTC. Probably snow in your area, too. Off and on all day today. Anywhere 2 to 20 inches of snow.
I'm so happy that we get to leave our, PC, get to leave our lights up. Because this is when I wanted it to happen with lights and snow and you know what I mean?
I love it.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, we needed this.
Fluffy.
And this is going to look so cool downtown for the parade today.
For sure.
I mean, I think that's going to make it even more. It's going to add to the pageantry.
Okay, can I ask you a couple things?
Yeah.
All right, first of all, where did you, like, it seems like an overuse of the word pageantry over 2025.
Uh-huh.
And so I was thinking maybe 26, like we would lose some words.
No, it's a great word.
I mean, I gave you tracking and you used it off the air with me. And I'm really proud of you because you used it correctly.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you really did. But can we maybe this year we lose some words?
I got pageantry. The word pageantry came from the Thanksgiving parade. In 1997.
Nice, the pageant.
I remember exactly where I was that day, too. I was sitting there in front of a TV watching the parade, and they used the term pageantry, and it's never gone out of my vocabulary.
I mean, it works in certain aspects. You know?
Well, today,
I don't know if you're talking about cows, if there's pageantry.
There's always pageantry if there's a parade, Jamie White.
The word I'm going to lose for this year is wiener.
Wiener.
Yeah, I feel like I overused wiener in 2025, and so for 2026, I'm going to lose wiener.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's a good
yeah,
one.
Because it just seems like kind of a go-to, like, well, it's, wiener!
Yeah, it's
you know
like...
what I mean? It's like annoying.
Yeah, you kind of worn that one out.
I have.
You've
I
worn
have,
that
yeah,
wiener
so
out.
So I'm going to now say penis.
All right. What? What? Wait, what?
Maybe schlong.
What? We gotta go. Get out of here before the snow gets too bad. Gotta hit the road. Let's see. Anything we? Oh yeah. Bruno Mars. If you want to sign up for tickets, that's going to be a big show down there at the Air Force Stadium. What's
Falcon,
it called?
Falcon Stadium. Yeah, it's going to be at the Air Force. Here's the deal: the artist pre-sale sign up has already started, so you can go to our page, alice1059.com. Go to the events, scroll down, you'll see how to sign up for the artist pre-sale, and that's what you need to do. That started today.
It's going
to
be a great show.
It's going to be good.
Great show. Also, speaking of shows, Ed Sheeran. Anytime you hear an Ed song on the air, simply text the word Nashville for a Nashville flyaway. Text the word Nashville, 303-222-5423. Boom! Then possibly you could go. That song could play, or any song from Ed could play anytime between now and midnight.
I'm really mad.
Why?
Because my guess was zero. And this is scaring me.
Oh, for the snow total?
For the snow total. And I mean, five. It is, you guys, it is coming down like some bitch.
Yep. And Carson had seven.
And
so.
It is.
Yep.
They say the heavier of the snow is going to be late tonight, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thursday. We will see you back here tomorrow for Friday.
Yay!
Friday already. We'll see you back here then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.